In Yirtzeh Hashem, we're going to learn B'siyata D'Shmaya Brochas Daf Lamed Omed Aleph. We're going to start 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Tes Omed Beis. Says the Gemara, Omer Le Eliyahu, some suggest this is Eliyahu Hanavi, said Rav Yehuda, Achvad Rav Salo Chasida, to Rav Yehuda, who was the brother of Rav Salo Chasida, the pious one. Loi Tirtach, don't get angry, V'loi Techti, and that way you won't sin. V'loi tirvi, don't get intoxicated, v'loi techti, and that way you will not sin. U'kasha'ata yoytze l'derech, when you want to travel a distance on a journey, hamleich b'koincha, you should ask Hashem for permission. V'tzei, and only then you should leave. Mai hamleich b'koincha v'tzei, how do you ask Hashem permission to leave? Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Omer of Chizda, Zu Tfilas Haderech. There's a Tfilah called Tfilas Haderech, and that's what he's supposed to say. Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Omer of Chizda, Kol Hayotze Laderech Tzorich Sheispalil Tfilas Haderech. Anyone who leaves on a journey has to say Tfilas Haderech. My Tfilas Haderech. What's the text of the Tfilas Haderech? Yehi Rotzon Milfanecho Hashem Elokai. It should be your will, Hashem. Shetoylicheni l'shalom. You should lead me to peace. V'tatzideni l'shalom. You should help me stride towards peace. V'tismecheni l'shalom. You should uphold me to peace. V'tatzileni, and save me mikaf kol oyev v'oyrev, from the hands of any enemy or any ambush baderech, along the way. V'tishlech brocha b'maisa yoda. You should send blessing with everything I try and do. You should grant me grace, kindness, and mercy in front of your eyes, and in the eyes of all those who see me. Blessed are you, Hashem, who hears tefillah. The Mefarshim here discuss that how do you ask permission? It is a tefillah. But if you ask permission, there must be some way that you'll know whether permission will be granted. And the Mefarshim here explain how the way you feel and the fluentness that you manage to say the Tfilas HaDerech could be proof on some level as to whether Hashem is okay with the fact that you're traveling on this journey or not. Continues the Gemara. Omar Abaya, Lo'oilom Lishatif Inish Nafshei Behadi Tzibura. When you daven, you should always associate yourself with the Tzibur, with the whole congregation, and you should not be davening in a Loshen Yochid, in singular tense, as we saw, Shetoylicheini L'Shalom, you should lead me to peace. Rather, you should say it in plural tense. Heicha Neima, Yehiratzin Milfanecho Hashem Elokeinu, our Hashem, Shetoylicheinu, you should lead us, L'Shalom, to peace, V'chulu, etc. You should say like this the whole tefillah. Continues the Gemara, Eimas Matzli. When does a person have to say Tfilas HaDerech? Omer of Yaakov, Omer of Chizda, Misho Shemahalich Baderech. When he's traveling on the journey, Ad Kamo, until where, how long is the journey? Omer of Yaakov, Omer of Chizda, Ad Parso. And Rashi explains that in the first pshat, Rashi says this means that you should only say Tfilas HaDerech before you have gone a Parso on your journey. Once you've already traveled a Parso, it's too late. And Rashi brings from the Bahag that it's the question of the Gemara is, how long does your journey have to be that you should have a requirement to say Tfilas HaDerech? And the answer is that if your journey is up to a parasa, then being so close to the town means that you're not embarking on a dangerous journey and you do not have to say Tfilas HaDerech. If your journey is longer than a parasa, that's when you have to say Tfilas HaDerech. Continues the Gemara of Heichi Matzila, in what position should he be saying Tfilas HaDerech? Rav Chizda Omar Mu'umud, Rav Chizda says you should do it while standing. Rav Sheshes Omar, Afilu Mahalich, even whilst he's walking, you can say Tfilas HaDerech. Rav Chizda and Rav Sheshes have a Ka'ozli B'urcha. Rav Chizda was going together with Rav Sheshes along the way on a journey, and we know that Rav Sheshes was blind. Kom Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda stood, and he was davening, he was saying Tfilas HaDerech. Omale Rav Sheshes L'Shamei, Rav Sheshes said to the Shamash, to the person who was helping him, Maika Ovid Rav Chizda, what's Rav Chizda doing? Omale Koyi Umatzli, standing and davening. Omale Oikmon Nami Ledidi V'Atzli, help me stand up. He was blind, he needed help getting up. Let me get up, and I will also daven. If I can do something good, why should I be called a bad one? It's definitely preferable to daven while standing, and therefore, if I have the opportunity for Rav Chisda's stop to daven, I'm going to do the same. Continues the Gemara. Mai ikka bein havinenu letfila ktsara. We saw in the Mishnah, and we learned on Daf Chof Tes, that there's a concept called havinenu, an abridged version of Shemoneh Esra. And there's another concept called tfila ktsara, a short tfila that you say when the dangers of the way don't allow you to daven. So we know the difference is very clear, says Tosfos. The havinenu can be said even when you're not in a dangerous situation, as long as it's uncomfortable or difficult to say the regular long Shemoneh Esra, you can say the short Shemoneh Esra. And Tfilah Katsara can only and is only allowed to be said when in danger. But what's the differences between them? When I say Avinenu and when I say Tfilah Katsara, each one, when I'm allowed to say them, is there any differences in the way they are said? Says the Gemara, yes. Havinenu boyel itzluya gimel kamaisa v'gimel basraisa. In the case of Havinenu, which is an abridged version of Shemoneh Esra, you can only abridge and shorten the middle 12 brachas of Shemoneh Esra. But the first three and the last three have to be said in their full format. If after he gets home, and now he could theoretically daven a full Shemoneh Esra, since he's already said Havinenu, he does not have to daven the full Shemoneh Esra. B'tfilah ketzara, however, in the case of a tfilah ketzara, loy boyer litzluya, loy gimel kamaisa, v'loy gimel basraisa. The short tfilah said whilst in danger does not require a person to say the first three brachas or the last three brachas of Shemoneh Esra. V'chimata lebeisa, when he gets home, boyer lemahadur litzluya, he has to daven again by saying the full Shemoneh Esra. V'hilchasa d'aloch is, havinenu mu'umud, since Havinenu is in place of a full Shemoneh Esra, it has to be said standing up. Tfilah Ketzara, however, saying the Tfilah Ketzara, bein mu'umad, bein mahalech, it can be said either standing or whilst on the journey, whilst walking. Continues the Gemara. Hoyo roichi v'alachamoyr v'chulei. We saw in the Mishnah the halachas of somebody who is traveling whilst on a donkey. Tonu Rabbonon, we saw in the Braisa. If somebody is riding on a donkey, and it comes to the time of davening, if he's got somebody that can hold his donkey for him, he should get off the donkey and daven. It's easier to have concentration in davening when you're not sitting on a donkey. If there's nobody to hold the donkey for you, he should sit where he is, v'yispalil, and daven in that way. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi maintained, bein kach u bein kach, irrespective of whether you have somebody to hold the donkey or not, yeshiv v'mekoymoy v'yispalil, he should sit in his place where he is on the donkey, and he can daven, lefi she'ein daitoy miyusheves olov, because since he's on the journey, his mind will not be settled if he gets off the donkey. Omar Rabbi, Tamer Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Halacha k'Rebbe, the Halacha is like Rebbe, that irrespective of whether you have somebody to hold your donkey, you do not need to get off the donkey before davening. Continues the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon. Suma, somebody who's blind, umisha eino yochi lechavin es aruchois, or somebody that for any other reason does not know what direction he's facing, Yechavin liboy, he should direct his attention, his heart, keneged oviv shebashamayim, towards our Father in heaven. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, v'espalelu, when you daven el Hashem, it should be towards Hashem. Hoya oimid b'chutz laretz. If somebody is standing in chutz laretz, and he wants to daven Shemoneh Esra, yechavin es liboy keneged Eretz Yisrael, he should direct his heart towards Eretz Yisrael. And Tosfos says here that it's not about directing his heart, it's about facing Eretz Yisrael. Because one has to face the Eretz Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash, as we'll see in a minute, from wherever you're davening in the world. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, V'ispalulu elecho, they'll daven from you, derech arutzom, by way of their land of Eretz Yisrael. If you're standing in Eretz Yisrael, Yechaveh Nes Libo, Yikeneged Yerushalayim, he should face Yerushalayim, Shenemar V'Yispalelu El Hashem Derech O'ir. They will daven to Hashem by way of your town, your city, Asher Bocharto, that you chose. And that's the town of Yerushalayim, the city of Yerushalayim. Hoyo Oimid B'Yerushalayim, if he's standing in Yerushalayim, Yechaveh Nes Libo, he should direct his heart, or he should face Keneged Beis HaMikdosh, towards the Beis HaMikdosh. Shenemar, as it says, V'Yispalelu El HaBayis HaZeh, they will daven towards this home, the Beis HaMikdosh. Hoyo Oimid B'Beis HaMikdosh, if he's inside the Beis HaMikdosh, davening, Yechaveh Nes Libo, Keneged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, he should face the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the innermost chamber of the Beis HaMikdosh. Shenemar V'Yispalelu El HaMokim HaZeh, they will daven towards this place, referring to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Hoya Oimid V'Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, if he's standing inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, whether it's the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, or whether it's the people who went in there to do some repairs, Yechaveh Nes Libo Keneged HaKapayres, he should face the kapayres, the covering of the Orion itself. If somebody is standing behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the 11 Amos between the wall of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the wall of the Azara behind the Beis HaMikdosh, Yere Atzmoy Ki'ilu Lifnei HaKapayres, he should do the same as they would do to those who are in front of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that he should face the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he should face the Oroin in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Nimtza, so it emerges as follows, that Oimid B'Mizrach, if you're standing on the east of the Beis HaMikdosh, Marzer Ponov L'Mayriv, he should face the west. B'Mayriv, if he's standing on the west, Marzer Ponov L'Mizrach, he should face the east. B'Dorim, if he's standing on the south, Marzer Ponov L'Tzofin, he should face the north. But Tzofa in Machzer Ponov Ledorim, if he's in the north, he should face the south. Nimtzu, so it turns out, it emerges that Kol Yisrael Mechavnim Eslibom Lemokim Echod, all of Klal Yisrael, when they are davening, their hearts are faced in one to one place. Omer B'Ovin V'Teimer B'Avina, my crow, where do you see alluded this in the Psukim? It says in the Pasuk, K'migdal David, that the Tower of David, Tzavorich, is like the neck. Bonui letalpiyos, it's built as a landmarker. And the word talpiyos, a landmark, is made of two words, tail piyos, a tail, a hill, shekol piyos, that all the mouths, poinim boy, turn towards it. Continues the Gemara. Avua de Shmuel velevi ki havaboye lemefak leurcha, when the father of Shmuel and Levi wanted to travel on their journey, have a mekadmi umatzli, they would get up even before the day started and daven Shmoneh Esrei. V'chi have a moti zman kriyas shema, and when the time of kriyas shema came, koru, they would say kriyas shema whilst on their journey. Kaman, who's this following? Ki haitan, the Tanya we learnt in the Braisa, Hishkim, if somebody arose early, Lotzeis Lederech, to travel on his journey, Mevi'in Lo Yishofer Rotoikea, in the event that it's Rosh Hashanah, and in the event that he's allowed to make a long or a substantially long journey, which we learn in Erevin, that there are cases where a person is allowed to travel even beyond 2,000 Amos, and he's not going to have a Shofer whilst on his travels, they would bring him a Shofer before he leaves, v'tekeh and blow, and he would blow lulav u'mananeah, in the case, in the event that it's Sukkos, they would bring him a lulav, megillah v'koyrebo, and in the event that it's Purim, they would bring him a Megillas Esther to read. U'kashiyagia zman kriyas shema, and when it comes to the time of kriyas shema, koyre, he'll read kriyas shema whilst on his journey. Hishkim leishev b'koroin oy b'sfina, if the journey is going to go on, does not require that he's going to walk, rather he's going to sit on a carriage or in a boat. Mispalil, he should first daven before he leaves, even though he's not going to have to be walking. Ukshagiyazman kriyas shema kaira, and when the time of shema comes, he'll say the shema. Reb Shimon ben Elozo emir, bein kach ubein kach, irrespective of whether he's walking or sitting on his journey, Kriyas Shema Umispalil, he should wait till the time of Shema, And then you should say Shema and Daven Shemina Esra, Kadesh Yismech Ge'ula L'Tfila, in order to have the added benefit of being Soymech Ge'ula L'Tfila. And that's only possible if you first say Shema with the bracha after Shema of Gaal Yisrael and then Shemina Esra. But Maika Mifligi, what they're arguing about, Marasova, the Tanakama hold Tfilom Umad Odif. It's better, it's preferable to say the Shemoneh Esrei while standing, and therefore you should say the Shemoneh Esrei before you leave on your journey, while standing and being able to concentrate properly, and on your journey you'll say the Shema sitting down. Umar Sovar, but Reb Shimon ben Eloza holds Mismach Ke'ula L'Tfila Odif. It's better that the Seimach Ke'ula L'Tfila, and therefore even though he will not be standing up when davening, he should wait till the time of Shema, say Shema, and then Shemoneh Esrei. Continues the Gemara. Mareimar umarzutra hava mechanfi be'asara b'shabato derigla umatzlu. In the Shabbosos, in the Shabbos before Pesach and before Sukkos and possibly before Shavuos, it was common that all the people would come early in the morning to shul to hear the drasha where they would discuss the halachas of the upcoming Yom Tov. Mareima and Marzutra, they were the ones who were actually giving the drashas, each one in their respective towns and places. So whereas the other people could come and listen to the drasha, and when it came to the time of Shema and Tefillah, they could leave, each one would leave when they would leave, and they could daven. But Mareima and Marzutra, who were giving the drasha, when would they say the Shema and daven? So therefore, before they left, they would get a minyan together of 10 people in their homes, and they would daven. V'hada nafki lepirka, and then they would leave on their journey towards the shul where they will be giving their drasha. Continues the Gemara. Rav Ashi matzli behadi tibura b'yochid miyushev. Rashi explains as follows. Rav Ashi was a Rosh Hashiva who would give his drasha early in the morning, and he would not daven or say the Shema before coming to the drasha. He would come and start the drasha, and when it came to the time of Shema and Tefillah, then parts of the Tzibur who are listening to the drasha would, on their own, just leave the room for a few minutes and daven and then come back. And that time, when the rest of the Tzibur were doing that, Rav Ashi would say to the Maturgamon, we've already seen that when they used to give a drasha, then the Rosh Hashiva couldn't always speak loud enough for everybody to hear. So he would whisper or say in his normal tone to the Maturgamon, and the Maturgamon would then say very loud and elaborately to all the people listening. So when it came to the time where people were already going out to daven, he would say to the Maturgamon quite a long piece, and that way the Maturgamon would have to take a minute or two or a few minutes to say it over, and in those few minutes he would say the Shema while sitting in his place. He did not get up, he did not want to trouble everybody to have to get up. It would confuse them and they would get distracted from the Shia. So he would just say the Shema and be Seimech Ge'ula L'Tfila and say the Shemoneh Esrei while sitting down at that time. That's what it means. He was Matzli Behadi Tzibura B'Yochid Miyushev. Whilst he was sitting down, Ki Hava Osa Lebeisei, when he got home, Hodar U'Matzli Mu'umud, he davened Shemoneh Esrei again, but this time he would do it standing up. When doing it standing, it's easier to concentrate. Omri Lei Rabbonon, the Rabbonon said to him, V'le'evid mar k'mareima u'marzutra. Why don't you do what Mareima and Marzutra did, and that is they would say the Shema and daven before coming to the drasha. Omar luhu tricholi milsa, it's too much effort and bother to delay coming to the drasha until it's late enough that I can say the Shema and daven. V'le'evid mar k'avur de Shmuel v'Levi. Why don't you do what Avur de Shmuel and Levi did, and that is they would daven at home, and when it came to the Zman Kriyas Shema, you would just have to say the Shema. Omar luhu, loy chazina luhu l'rabonon kshishi minon de'ovdi hocha. I didn't see those chachomim who are our senior, who are older than us, who used to do this. Says the Mishnah, Rebbe Lozo ben Azaria Oimeir, ein tfilas hamusofin elo b'chever ir. The only ones who ever are supposed to say the Musaf Tfila is only in an assembly of the city, which means only with a minyan. When a yochid never has to daven musaf. The Chachomim argue and say, Bechever ir, Veshalei Bechever ir. Tfilas Musaf, as with other tfilas, can be said and must be said either with a minion or without a minion. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mishmoi, also in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but not like we saw in the Tanakama, in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Yehuda said in his name, Kol Mokim Shiesh Sham Chever ir. If there is in that town, in that place, there is a minion who are davening, in that case, Yochid Potter Mitfilas HaMusafin, in that place, the Yochid is Potter from davening Musaf, and there's a big discussion, does the Yochid have to hear the Tzibur? Does he have to be with the Tzibur? The Pashtus is, and that's, I think, how the Tzlach learns in the name of Rashi, that as long as there's a Tzibur there, the Shliach Tzibur patters the Yochid, even if the Yochid is not there and does not hear what's going on in the shul. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Hainu Tanakama. At first glance, it would seem that the Rabbi Yehuda is the same as the Tanakama, that they both say in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that Musaf was given to the Tzibur. Says the Gemara, Ika Beinayu, there is a difference between them. Yochid Shaloi Bechever Ir. Tanakama Sovar Potur. Rabbi Yehuda Sovar Chayev. The Tanakama hold that Musaf was never given to the Yochid, irrespective of whether there's a Tzibur, they're always Potter. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that it was only given to the Yochid in the event that there's no Tzibur davening. But if there's a Tzibur davening, then and only then the Yochid is Potter from Musaf. Continues the Gemara. Omer of Huna bar Chinina, Omer of Chia bar Rav. Halacha k'Rav Yehuda sh'omer m'shomer b'lozo ben Azariah. The halacha is like this final opinion mentioned in the Mishnah, like Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav Elazar ben Azariah, that in the event that there's a Tzibur, the Yochid is Potter. If there's no Tzibur, then the Yochid is Chayiv. Continues the Gemara. Omer le Rav Chia bar Ovin, Shapir ka'omris. The fact that you said the halacha was like Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav Elazar ben Azariah is correct. The Omer Shmuel, Miyomai loy matzlina tzloisa de musafin b'yochid b'naharda. Shmuel said that he never ever davened Musaf b'yechidus in Nahar Adar, and because Nahar Adar was a place where there were lots of shuls, and there was always a tzibur that was davening, and the shliach tzibur that was being moitzi him. Lebar mi'ahu yoyma, besides for that one time, the osa pulmusa de malka, that the army of the king came to Lemosa, to the town, vitridu rabbonon, they disturbed the chachomim v'loy tzolu, and there were no minyonim that davened Musaf, but solili b'yachid, and on that one time, on that one occasion, he davened Musaf on his own. V'avoy yachid shaloi b'chever ir, and the reason he davened Musaf was because there was no tzibur. So you see clearly that Shmuel also held that the halacha was like Rav Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Continues the Gemara. Yosiv Rav Chanina kro kameid Rav Yanai v'yosiv Ukomar halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda sh'omer mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He too, Rav Chanina, held that halacha was like Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Omar Leir, Rav Yanai said to Rav Chanina, "Puk kro kroecho libro. Your field of expertise is Torah shebichtav. Go outside and teach the psukim. Don't come into the Beis HaMedrash and start ruling halachas in Torah Shebal Peh. That's not your field of expertise. The ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda sh'omer mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The halacha is not like you said and not like you maintained, like Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But we don't yet know if, according to Rabbi Yanai, the halacha is like the Tanakama in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, in which case a yochid, even when there's no tzibur, is also potter, or if the halacha is like the chachomim, that a yochid is always chayiv. And for that, we're going to see in the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yochanan testified, Anira Isias Rabbi Yanai, de tzoli v'hodar tzoli. He davened one tefillah, and then he davened another tefillah. And we assume that he first davened shachris, and then he davened musaf. Omer li Rabbi Yirmiyahu li Rabbi Zeira, V'dilma me'ikara lo'i kivin daite u l'basayv kivin daite. Maybe the first tefillah was shachris, and he didn't have enough kavona when he was davening the first time, so he davened again. And the poskim can bring proof from here that if somebody davens Shmoneh Esrei with no kavona, the whole tefillah is invalid. So how do you, Rabbi Yochanan, know that Rabbi Yanai davened two tefillahs, the first one being shachris and the second one being musaf? Maybe it was twice shachris. Omar lei chozi man gavra rabba de komasid alei. Who testified that Rabbi Yonai davened Shachris and then Musaf? It was Rabbi Yochanan. You can rely on Rabbi Yochanan that he was very careful when he was watching Rabbi Yonai to see exactly what he was doing. And if Rabbi Yochanan says that he first davened Shachris and then davened Musaf, you can assume that to be fact. And since we saw Rabbi Yonai explicitly davened Musaf on his own, as Rabbi Yochanan said, so you see that he does not hold like the Tanakhama in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Rabbi Yonai must hold like the Chachamim that Musaf was given to every single Yachid, irrespective of whether there's also a Tzibur davening. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi, afal gav dehavalu tleisa beiknishta beitveria, even though there were 13 shuls in Tveria, loy havem matzlu elo beina amuda, they insisted on davening in between the pillars, heicha dehava garosi, where they were used to learning Torah. We discussed this on Daf Ches Omed Aleph. And since there was no minyan in between the pillars where they were learning, they davened Musaf b'yechidus. And there clearly was minyanim around. As it says, there were 13 shuls in Tveria. So you see clearly that Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi held that even in the presence of a tzibur, the yochid is chayev to daven all tefillos, including Musaf. So you see that they too held like the chachomim in the Mishnah. Continues the Gemara, Itmar Rabbi Yitzchok bar Avdimi, Mishum Rabbeinu, in the name of Rav, who is called Rabbeinu, Omar Halocha Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He says the Halocha is like Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that the Yochid is only Chayiv with Musaf in the absence of a Tzibur. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Chia bar Abba Tzoli Vahodar Tzoli. He davened the Shmoneh Esra, and then he davened it again. Omer Reb Zeira asked him, "My tama ovid mar hochi, why did you do this? Ilema mishum deloy kivin mar daite, is it because you could not concentrate when you were davening? V'omer Reb Elazar, lo oilom yomuid odom es atzmai, a person should always assess himself before he davens. Im yochi lechavin es libo, if he can concentrate, then he spalil, then he should daven. V'im lav, but if he cannot focus and concentrate properly, al yispalil, he shouldn't daven." So, if you davened, you obviously knew you could concentrate. Why did you daven twice? Elo deloy itkar mar deresh yarcha. You forgot to mention Yalav Yavo in Tefillah. Asks the Gemara of Otanya, did we not learn in a Braisa? Ta'ov loy hizkir shel rosh chodesh ba'arvis. If you forgot Yalav Yavo in Mairiv, ein machzir noy, so he does not need to daven again, mipnei sheyochel lo'im rov shachris, because you'll say Yalav Yavo at Shachris, the next tefillah. B'Shachris, if you forgot at Shachris, in Machzir Noisoi, he doesn't go back, Mipnei Sheyochel Oim Rabbi Musafin, because the whole content of Musaf is about Rosh Chodesh. B'Musafin, if you forgot to mention, B'Musafin, if he did not mention Rosh Chodesh, when he was supposed to daven Musaf, Rashi says that instead of davening Musaf, he davened a regular Shmoneh Esrei, he said Atochinin, Ein Machzir Noisa, he doesn't have to go back and daven again, Mipnei Sheyochel Lo'im Rabbi Mincha, because he'll mention Yalev Yavu with Mincha. Other Rishonim are not Gerus, this B'Musafin, Ein Machzir Noisa. So he asked him, why did you go and daven again? Because you didn't mention Rosh Chodesh, you'll mention Rosh Chodesh in the next tefillah. Omalei Lav Itmar Lo, Omer Rabbi Yechonon, B'Tzibur Shonu. When do you not go back because you're going to mention Rosh Chodesh the next tefillah? Only b'tzibur. Which means either that you are listening to a shliach tzibur who's going to say, even in this tefillah, is going to mention Yalev Yavoi. So together with the fact that you're going to yourself say Yalev Yavoi the next tefillah, and you're hearing the shliach tzibur in this tefillah, it's enough, you don't need to go back. Or second pshat in Rashi, it's talking about if the shliach tzibur forgot, and we're not matriach the shliach tzibur, to have to daven again, it's a tircha for the tzibur. Some are not geirus at the beginning of the braisa, but arvis ein machzir noisoi mipnei sheyochel lo'im rabbi shachris, because we're going to see later in the Gemara with Ma'ariv, you never have to go back if you miss out Yalev Yavoi, as we're going to see soon, a different reason. And especially according to the explanation that we're talking here about a shliach tzibur, there's no chazor sashatz with Ma'ariv bechlal, and therefore some leave out the first sentence of Ma'ariv Ba'arvis Ein Machzir Noisu Mipnei Sheyochel Lo'im Rabbi Shachris. Continues the Gemara. Kamo Yishe Bein Tefillah LeTefillah. A person who has to daven two Shmoneh Esras, either he didn't have Kavana, or because he davened something wrong, he missed something out, or Bichlal, he wants to daven Shacharis and then Musaf, or Musaf and Mincha. How much time does a person have to wait between one tefillah and the next? Rav Huna v'Rav Chisda chad omar kadesha tischoinein daitai olav. They say that as long as you have enough time to get into the frame of mind of tachanunim, you've just finished the Shmoneh Esrei, you have to refocus and get into that mode of being in a supplementary mode. In order that you should be able to start asking and beseeching Hashem again. And it's the same amount of time, it's just a different terminology of refocus and getting one's frame of mind back in place for a new Shmonesra. Manda Omar Kadesha Tischoinein Daitoi, the one that used the term Shetischoinein Daitoi, Olov, Dechsiv, it comes from the Pasuk that says, Voeschanon El Hashem. That Moshe Rabbeinu supplicated to Hashem using the term Voeschanon. And those that used the term Shetischoilil Daitoi Olov Dechsiv Vayichal Moshe, Moshe would beseech Hashem. So it's a different term, but the intention is the same. Before you start Shmoneh Esrei, make sure that your mind is focused correctly. Continues the Gemara, Omar of Onon Omarav. If somebody forgot to say Yalev Yovoi during Ma'ariv, Ein Machzirin Oiso, he does not have to daven Ma'ariv again. Lefisha Ein Beis Din Mekatchim Es Achoydesh Elu Bayoim. We know that Kiddush Achoydesh, when the Beis Din, in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, then the two witnesses would come to Beis Din and say that we saw the new moon, and if it was proven everything was straight, then the Beis Din would say, Mekudosh, Mekudosh, not like we have today, we have a calendar. It was done through Edim in the Beis Din. And the halacha is that the Beis Din would not be Mekadosh the month at night. And since Ein Mekadshim is a Chodesh Elo Bayayim, so too, if somebody forgot to say Alav Yavu at night, he doesn't have to go back and say the Shmoneh Esrei again. Omar Amima, Mistabra Milsa Darav, B'Chodesh Mole. That is only true when it's a full month, when the previous month has 30 days. Aval b'chodesh chasar, machzirin oisei. On a month where there's only one day Rosh Chodesh, there's only 29 days in the previous month, then this halacha is not true. And Rashi explains, the logic would be, if there's 2 days Rosh Chodesh, you didn't say Yalev Yovei with Ma'ariv tonight, then you'll say it tomorrow night. The second night, and which is of the 2 days Rosh Chodesh, the real Rosh Chodesh is the second night, the first day Rosh Chodesh is the last day of the previous month, and therefore you'll say Yalev Yovei with Ma'ariv the next night, and therefore you don't go back on the first night. Omer Vashi la'meimer, Vashi said ta'meimer, mechti Rav tamekoma, did Rav not explain to us why he doesn't have to daven again? Mali chosar, mali moli. The explanation Rav gave was, because ein mekachim es achodesh balaylo. And that's true, the first night, the second night, what's the difference? Elo loishna, irrespective of which night of Rosh Chodesh, or whether there's one or two nights of Rosh Chodesh, a person who forgets the Alav Yavo in Shmoneh Esrei at Ma'ariv does not go back and daven a new Shmoneh Esrei. Hadron, Aloch, Tfilas HaShachar, Emir Tzashem, we're going to do Chazara on Perek Tfilas HaShachar. Says the Mishnah, Ein Oimdin Leispalil, a person should only stand and daven Shmoneh Esrei, Elo Mitoich Kovid Rosh, with an attitude of Kovid Rosh. Rashi says it means Hachno, being humble, humility. Kovid Rosh seems to be the opposite of Kalas Rosh. Kalas Rosh is lightheadedness, so Kovid Rosh might mean with some reverence. Continues the Mishnah. Chasidim Arishoinim, in the earlier generations, the pious people, Hoyushoyin, Shoachas, or Mispalim, they would prepare themselves an hour before davening, Kedei Sheyichavnu Libom, in order that they can direct their hearts, Laviem Shebashamayim, to Hashem in Shamayim. Continues the Mishnah, Afilu Amelech Shoel Bishloimoi, even if a king were to inquire about your welfare in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, Lo Yashivenu, you should not answer him. Vafilu Nochosh Koruch Alakevoi, even if there's a snake coiled on a person's heels, Lo Yafsik, he should not interrupt in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Says the Gemara, Mino Hanamili, what's the source that in order to daven you have to have Kovid Rosh? You have to have kavana. as long as I can concentrate on tefillah, where does it say that I need to daven with humility, I need to daven with reverence? Omer belozo to Omer Kro, it says a pasuk, v'hi moras nefesh. When Chano davened, then her spirit was very bitter. So you see that lightheadedness is a contradiction to the way a person is supposed to daven. Says the Gemara Mimai, that's not a proof. Dilma Chano Shani, Dehavas Marira Liba Tuva. You can't bring proof from Chano. The facts happen to be that Chano was exceptionally bitter-hearted because of what was going on in her life, that she didn't have children for so many years. Elo Omer Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina Mehocha, he brings a different source. It says, V'ani and I, b'roiv chazdecho, thanks to your abundant kindness, Ovoi b'Yisecho, I can come to your house, Eshtachave, I can bow, El Heichal Kotshecho, b'yiro secho, in awe. And the fact that you see that David HaMelech davened with awe, you see that part of tefillah is kovod rosh. Asks the Gemara Mimai, Dilma David Shani, Dehava Metzayer Nafshei Barachmi Tuva. Maybe David was different because David had the custom to torment himself excessively when asking for mercy from Hashem. But you can't bring proof from there that it's a basic requirement for all of us. Elom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Mehocha, a different pasuk. It says, Hishtachavu Hashem, bow to Hashem, Bahadras Kodesh, with holy splendor. Al tikru Bahadras, don't read it Bahadras, referring to splendor. Elo Bacherdas, with holy awe. Asks the Gemara Mimai, Dilma la'olam emelacha Hadras Mamish. Don't change the pasuk. Don't say that it's referring to Cherdas and not Hadras. Maybe it means Hadras Kodesh, as it says, with holy splendor, and that would not serve as a source. So that person has to daven whilst in a state of awe. Ki hadar Yehuda, hava metzayin nafshei, Rabbi Yehuda would distinguish himself. Rashi says he would wear special clothes, Mitzayin nafshei v'hoda matzli, and then he would daven. So the pasuk might be telling us, Hishtachavu l'Hashem, when you daven to Hashem, it should be with holy splendor. Make sure that you put clothes on that reflect splendor. Elom Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Mehocha, a different source. Ivdu es Hashem, when you're serving Hashem, b'yira, it should be with an element of awe. V'gilu bir'oda, and you should rejoice with trepidation. My v'gilu bir'odo, Omer of Adibar Masna, Omer Rabba, b'mokim gilo, even in a place where you're allowed to rejoice, shom tehi ra'odo, make sure there's always an element of trepidation there. But from this pasuk, ivdu es Hashem b'yira, you see that when you serve Hashem, which is davening, it has to be done with a level of awe. Continues the Gemara, Abaye have a Yosef kamei de Rabba. Abaye was sitting in front of Rabba, Chazia dehava kabodach tuva, and he saw that he was excessively happy, cheerful. Omer v'gilu b'rodoksiv, he says that even when you're supposed to be joyous, it should be with a certain level of trepidation, and this is too excessive. Omale ano tefillin manachna, can you not see I'm wearing tefillin? By virtue of the fact that I'm wearing tefillin means that I'm staying in focus. I will not lose focus of Hashem and of Yiras Shemaim, and therefore I can allow myself to be very cheerful. Continues the Gemara, Rav Yirmiyah have a Yosef kamed Rav Zeira. Rav Yirmiyah was sitting in front of Rav Zeira. Chazya dehava kobodach tuva, they saw that he was very happy, very cheerful. Omar Lei, he said to him, does it not say in the pasuk, b'chol etzev, yeah, my sir, it's very profitable to be in some type of a sorrowful state, and you shouldn't be excessively cheerful. Ksiv, Omale anot tefillin manachna. As we saw before, I'm wearing tefillin, and that will make sure that my excessive happiness will not take me beyond the point, and I will not forget Yiras Shemaim. Continues the Gemara, Mar Berei Deravina Ovad Hilula Lebrei. Mar Berei Deravina was making a chasna for his son, and he saw that the Chachomim there were being very, very happy, excessively happy. Aisa Kasa de Moikra, he brought an expensive glass cup, Bas Arba Mea Zuzi, that cost 400 Zuz, Vitovar Kamayu, he smashed it in front of them, Vaitzivu, and they became a little bit saddened, and that put the atmosphere, the environment, back into a place of Vegilu Bir Odo. Continues the Gemara, Rav Ashi Ovat Hilule Lebrei. Rav Ashi made the chasna for his son. Chozinu l'rabonon d'havi kabot chituva. He saw that the chachomim that were there were being excessively cheerful and happy. Aise kase de zugiso chivrasa. He brought a glass cup of white glass, expensive glass, v'tovar kamayu, and he smashed it in front of them. V'yatzivu, and they got a little bit saddened. Continues the Gemara. Omru l'rabonon l'rav Hamnuna zuta. Behilula de Mar Bereda Ravina. The Chachomim said to Rav Amnuna Zuta, that was his name, whilst they were at the chasna of Mar Bereda Ravina, the son of Ravina, he said, Lishrelon Mar, our master, referring to Rav Amnuna Zuta, sing to us. Omer Lui responded as follows, Vailon de Misna, woe to us that we are destined to die. Vailon de Misna, woe to us that we are destined to die. Omri Le, Anan Manani Basrach. Okay, that's the beginning of a song, a type of a rhyme. But what? How do you expect us to respond? What's the answer? What do you want from us? Omri Le, I'll tell you what you should respond. Hey Torah, v'hei mitzvah, where's the Torah? And where's the mitzvahs, the Magni Alon, that's going to save us from the judgment of Hashem? And by singing this, he put the simcha into perspective, that they wouldn't lose track of the Yiras Shemaim. Others explain that he wanted to explain to them a little bit more the meaning of the chasna, the Oya chasna. He says the only reason that people have to get married is in order that they can have children, and the only reason they need to have children is because people are dying. So after he put the perspective of marriage a little bit more into place, they didn't get too carried away with their simcha. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Osur la'odom shimali schoik piv bo'ilim hazeh. It's also for a person to fill his mouth with laughter in oilim hazeh. Shenemar, as it says, Oz yimali schoik pinu. Our mouths will be filled with laughter only then, not today. Ul shenenu rino, and our tongues will be singing to Hashem. Amosai when? Bizman shayoimru vagoyim, when it will be said amongst the nations, Higdil Hashem la'asois im eile, when the nations will declare that Hashem has done great things with Klal Yisrael. Omru olov al Resh Lakish shem yomov lo imale schoik piv bo'ilom hazeh, that Resh Lakish was careful never to fill his mouth with laughter in oilom hazeh. Others take out the word oilom hazeh, it doesn't really fit in here. From when mechishomo mirab Yechnon Rabbi, from when he heard from his Rebbe Rabbi Yechnon, as we saw a couple of lines earlier, in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that it's also to fill our mouths with laughter, from that point on, when Rish Lakish heard this from Rabbi Yechnon, that he made sure to comply to that and never to fill his mouth with laughter. And Demir Tashem, in the next year, we'll continue from here.